It's written by a group of, I think, eight or so researchers, all contributing to different areas of infrastructure. So our area of infrastructure is solid waste, but we've also looked at things like energy, water, sewerage, and ICT. I think they're the main ones, and transport, they're the main ones. So, and what we've tried to look at in this report, which certainly wasn't done with the first one, is the effects of interconnectedness in infrastructure. So if you have, for instance, a failure of power, you will also probably get a failure of sewage pumping stations or water pumping. That may have effects on transportation and so on. So what we've tried to do is look at the interconnectedness as well as getting sort of specialists for each area, to contribute on their area.
So, how would climate change affect that infrastructure and the way that sort of network works?
Well, the big risk that we found for across all infrastructures is really flooding, which I guess isn't that surprising. You know, these sort of big flood events we saw in the floods in Gloucester in 4 or 5 years ago, where an electricity substation was flooded. But so you also had areas that were cut off. You had no clean water, no power. To a significant number of people. And obviously, I mean, in terms of the solid waste stuff, if you've got serious flooding, you can't collect waste, but you often may not be able to bring in supplies and so on. So there's the other thing that happens is you get flooding of the actual the infrastructure itself. So things like recycling centres or landfills or incinerating sites, and that has a risk associated with it, either from the loss of the facility or damage to the facility, or just the loss of the utility that that provides for a period of time. So then that changes what you have to do in order to deal with your waste. So maybe you then need to transport it further and that sort of thing.
And I guess if we're saying that climate change is getting worse and we've got this major report which your work has gone into, then these kinds of infrastructure failures are potentially more likely.
I think so. And one of the things that was sort of came out of this is that things haven't got worse since the first climate change risk assessment, which was done in 2012. But what we're looking at now much more, which we didn't look at in the first one, is the risk of cascading failures. And so although I don't think the risk due to climate change has got worse, what we're now having is a much better understanding of what effect that's likely to have on these interlinked infrastructures, as well as other things as well. So obviously there's other parts of the report that deal with housing and various other things. So it covers a very large area. The report is over 2,000 pages long, and I think it had 80 to 100 researchers working on it over the course of the last 3 years. So it's a very wide-ranging report.
And how important do you think it is, a major report like this?
I think it's exceedingly important. One of the ideas of this is this: the climate change risk assessments are a legal obligation that was set up in the 2008 Climate Change Act. And essentially what they do is we now have an independent body that oversees the preparation of this risk assessment, which is really just looking at all the literature, all the understanding, all the research that's been done on the specific issues we're interested in, so interconnectedness of infrastructure and so on, and trying to synthesize from that some kind of understanding of what the risk factors are. And then that feeds into the National Adaptation Programme, the next one of which is due in 2018. So the government takes our risk assessment and then tries to come up with a plan going forwards on how it's going to deal with the risks that we've highlighted. So it's of great importance.
And it seems that this report is kind of saying that, urgent action is needed if we're going to stop climate change from impacting heavily on the UK. So are you hopeful that the government will take heed of it and will implement some sort of real changes?
Yes, I think so. Obviously, it's something that they're legally obliged to do, and as I say, it feeds into the sort of national adaptation programs. There's always a risk that, because one of the things that we highlight is that most of the risks are risks that we already know about, and one of the problems potentially is that if you've got a new risk, you can sort of react to it. When you've got a risk that you already know about, it's kind of slightly harder to react to, I think. But I think we're moving in the right direction. I think the evidence seems to suggest that. And we now have a much better understanding of the risks due to climate change. And we also have a much better understanding of the research needs going forward. So there are lots of questions that haven't been answered yet that we need a much better understanding of in order to be able to inform sort of adaptation in the future. But that's also highlighted in the report.